Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Professor Yanni Garcia from the University of Sydney, who's a project leader for the Future Dairy Project. Yanni, we're talking about complementary forage systems. A complementary forage system sounds like a bit more than sowing seasonal pastures. Can you tell us what the complementary forage system really means?
The complementary forage system is any combination of forage crop rotations into the pasture-based system. So it's going a bit beyond just the traditional or typical pasture system alone. The reason for doing that, when farmers want to increase productivity beyond the limit by the pasture system.
Where did the concept come from?
The concept of CFS or complementary forage system comes actually from what we call complementary forage rotations or CFR. And that CFR concept actually was combination of forages that we proposed here at Future Dairy together with Bill Fulkerson, a way to increase productivity or increase the total production from homegrown fields from the limit of 18 or 20 tons of the pasture system to more than 40 tons of dry matter per hectare with this combination of very highly productive but sustainable rotations. Something I'd like to highlight there is that the word complementarity or complementary comes from the idea of making these rotations sustainable but ensuring that they actually are complementary at the three levels, which is the plant-soil level, the animal level, and the whole system level, and I could give the example of all of those.
Let's look at the potential then on a farm and look at how a complementary forage system looks like on potential farm.
Well, actually, we look probably very different in each individual farm, and because it depends on the individual farmer's needs. The CFAs may look like just a forage area of grazable crops near the dairy in some cases, in those cases in which the farm is really constrained in terms of land availability and has to increase the amount of homegrown feed or grazable feed within the milking platform. On another case, it could look completely different because it may be just an area or runoff block that the farmer uses for producing his or her conserved forage. Therefore, the intensification through the use of forage crops comes from a conservation of forage. So the farmer may use a double or triple crop rotations in that runoff area with a better use of irrigation, a better use of the land and resources to increase the amount of feed grown on farm after all.
Now, you mentioned the three levels with the rotation system. Could you give us an example of those three levels?
The three levels I mentioned are the soil plant level, the animal level, and the whole system level of complementarity. Soil plant is really the complementarity in the sense that different crops complement each other in a better or worse way. And for example, the use of brassica crops are a very good complement for the soil and the other crops because these brassica crops have a properties of biofumigation and also have a very strong root system that actually penetrates better in the soil and enhance the aeration of soil, which is of benefit for the following crops. An example of the animal level would be in the sense of formulating or being able to produce better diet or rations for the cow. For example, in a typical pasture-based system, the farmer would have to increase just homegrown feed by using a lot of nitrogen. That means that the diet can become very, very excessive in terms of nitrogen content, and which is also obviously a danger or concern for the environment. With a complementary forage rotation, if they are well designed and balanced, you can actually have better tools to balance the diet of the cow along the whole year in a better way. For example, in the particular case with the use of my silage. Probably the most important one is the whole system level, which means that any change in the farm has to be fit the needs of that farm and complement the whole system. For example, a specific complementary forage rotation are designed to really improve the seasonal deficit of forage quantity and quality. And in another case, the whole complementarity means also that the system is not just a quantity and quality of soil, it's also how it fits with the farmer's needs and tools and machinery and availability of contractors, etc. So it has to be something at the whole system level, otherwise it will not work.
What type of dairy farm system would the CFS be most suitable for, or is there a type that there is the most benefit to?
Well, I think that this would be mainly for those farmers that actually really have the strong need of increasing productivity from homegrown feed. Generally speaking, most farmers will benefit from increasing homegrown feed because traditionally, if well done, homegrown feed is cheaper than brought-in feed or bought-in feed. But the reality is that it really depends on how much, what is the need for each particular farm to increase productivity. Some farmers are really constrained by land availability and cost, and they cannot access any more land, and they have to grow. The only way to grow is really to increase the efficiency and the total production of milk from the existing farmland. And in those cases, you can still produce a lot of milk just bringing in more supplements, but bringing in more supplements means that your system will be more, we have to rely more on those external supplements. And we all know what happens that puts the farmer at a greater level of risk in terms of his variability in price of concentrate and bought-in feed.
Is there any type of farm where the system would not work?
Yeah, well, there are some individual farms will be constrained by soil types and for example, very shallow soils that are very difficult to grow, or very hilly soils that are very difficult to grow any forage crops. Some other farmers may be constrained by soils too wet or difficult soil to manage different grazable forage crops in autumn and winter. But in the reality, what we learned over this year working not just in the research station but a lot with commercial farmers is that there are many different ways to approach this, and there are definitely not a single one-size-fits-all kind of technology. This is a technology that has the principles behind in terms of increasing homegrown feed in a profitable way and sustainable way, and there's always different ways to feed different needs. And for example, we are currently working with a group of farmers at the Hunter Valley, and they all have similar goals in terms of increasing homegrown feed or meat production from homegrown feed, but the approach and needs and actual actions by each individual farmer are completely different. That really shows that what's important is the principles behind it rather than the actual receipt or how it actually looks at the technology on farm.
What sort of productivity improvements could you potentially achieve?
Well, that's a very good question. In our research station, we're working with several years of a whole system. It's a real system in which we put 100 cows in 21 hectares, and with all the feed, apart from 1 ton of concentrate per cow, all the rest of the feed was produced in those 21 hectares. And we were able to achieve almost 30,000 liters per hectare from homegrown feed. So the whole system produced over 35,000 liters per hectare, and actually discounting those coming from the concentrate fed, the rest was produced from the feed produced on those 21 hectares, that is homegrown feed. So if you compare that with the national average of around 9 or 10,000 liters per hectare, of which the actual milk from homegrown feed is 7 or 8, that shows a huge potential in terms of a productivity increase. That is on the research station, on a very controlled whole system, but very controlled situation. On commercial farms, obviously, as I said before, depends on how the system is applied. This would be probably the maximum application when you go 30 or 35% of your farm with forage crops. In a most typical situation, farmers will be going between 10 and 20% of the area in terms of a forage crops. We know that less than 10% wouldn't have any significant impact, because even if you increase or farmers produce a lot of feed in a forage crop area, it is only less than 10% of the total farm area will have very, very minor effect on the total production. So it really depends, but the productivity increases between 10 to say 30% of milk production from home or feed would be very achievable.
Is a farmer likely to come across any big challenges when starting down this path?
Yes, that's a very, very important point. Yes, it is growing crops, and particularly growing crops that more than two or sometimes three crops in a year in the same paddock can become very challenging. And farmers need to be aware of those extra challenges. And there are some factors that will depend on them, on themselves, and their management, how well prepared or convinced they are to push ahead with this technology. But there are other factors, like availability of contractors in the area, for example, that are a bit beyond the farmers themselves. So that is very important. There are real challenges in terms of getting into a system that it could be more complicated, but obviously has the potential to produce a lot more on Congo feed as well.
Now, you've mentioned the productivity improvements, but are there any other benefits that a farmer might expect from implementing the CF system?
There are other benefits in terms of not just productivity increase, but also in terms of, for example, reduction of concentrate or reliance on concentrate. That means that the farmer could be sometimes producing the same amount of milk or have a similar productivity, but with a much less reliance on bottling concentrate. So in other words, there could be an angle of decreasing the risk by using this system. And it's interesting because when we ask the farmers working with us about this, they actually all coincide or all agree that the lower risk because they can plan the seed production better.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.